Back on the Pacific coast, the principals of the Central Pacific, Stanford, Crocker, Huntington, and Hopkins, moved on their own, apparently without Judah's knowledge, by drawing up on November 27, 1861, Articles of Association for the Dutch Flat and Donner Lake Wagon Road Company. The owner's explanation was that the wagon road ran along Judah's line into Nevada and was to help the Central Pacific cross the mountains. It would be used to transport supplies, such as rails, in ox and mule-drawn wagons to construction forces working in advance of the railroad as far away as the eastern slope of the Sierra. But the real object may have been to collect tolls on the road from Nevada miners and California merchants. Whatever Judah, who had thought of the road first, was able to get out of Washington, these guys were going to get their investment back and make some money off the wagon road. Huntington came to the capital right after Christmas to find Judah discouraged. Although he had his survey maps and Anna's Sierra paintings on display in his railroad museum and had shown them and talked to many members of Congress, nothing concrete had happened. The House Select Committee on the Pacific Railroad had not even met. Indeed, it was almost impossible in those first months of the war to get Congress to concern itself with anything other than raising and equipping the Northern Army. On January 21, 1862, Representative Aaron A. Sargent of California, encouraged by Judah and Huntington, took a bold step when, in the midst of debate on another subject, he got the floor and spoke at length on Judah's work, accomplishments, and estimates, and pointed to the Pacific Railroad as a military necessity to the nation. Within a week, the House appointed a special subcommittee of the Pacific Railroad Committee to work on Judah's bill. The debate over the bill in the House was ferocious. Much of the debate centered on the amounts of money or land to go to the corporations building the road. Judah would give a little here, take a little there, while keeping focused on getting the bill as a whole passed. He accepted, knowing vaguely what it would cost, an amendment by Representative Thaddeus Stevens. Stevens, who owned a foundry in Pennsylvania, insisted on a requirement that all rails and other ironwork be of American manufacture. There were other quibbles: the gauge of the track, to be decided by the president, the grade, no higher than 116 feet to the mile, the curves, none over 10 degrees, which eliminated the use of switchbacks and forced the companies to resort to far more expensive tunnels, and more.